Good morning and welcome in to Inside the Huddle. Sam Word alongside Kyle Etherington joining you on this Saturday, February 21st here on Inside the Huddle. And we are happy to be here in studio. We got a lot to talk about on today's show. We're going to recap last night's Hoosierland TV game of the week as Taylor got the win over Carroll. We'll talk some more boys basketball as well. Talk some high school wrestling. We've got two local guys fighting for a state championship today at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Jacob Cole and Jacob Weaver, both of Rossville, got wins yesterday in the preliminary rounds, and they moved on to the medal rounds today. So big stuff coming for those Rossville wrestlers. We'll talk a little bit more about that later on in the show. And the big reveal of our 2025-2026 All Hoosierland TV girls basketball team. That is coming up later on in the show. We thank you for joining us on Inside the Huddle. Inside the Huddle brought to you by Healthy Communities of Clinton County and Winsky Brothers. We're hoping to be joined here in a couple of minutes from Clinton Central basketball coach Nick Burlingame, because the other big thing that we're going to talk about is the boys basketball sectional draw happening tomorrow. Boys basketball sectional starts the first week of March, and we will be covering sectional 54 from Clinton Central with the following teams: Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, Rossville, Carroll, Frontier, Bethesda Christian, and Traders Point Christian. All of those teams in sectional 54, and who's going to cut down the nets, we'll find out, but we're going to get one step closer tomorrow with the sectional draw.
It's going to be an exciting weekend. The houses are going to be cleaned. The basketball teams are going to be coming over to the individual coach's house. The pizzas are going to be ordered. The non-bets are going to be made on who we're going to play, and the ping pong ball gods are definitely stirring in the air in this crisp, very, very cold day, where maybe 48 hours ago I was sitting on my porch enjoying some iced tea, thinking that spring was right around the corner. But shame on me for enjoying the weather.
Yeah, there is this there's this list that always goes around social media around this time of year, and then maybe the end of summer, and it's the seasons, but for Midwesterners. And if you haven't seen this list, I highly encourage you to go check it out. So we just had winter. We are now in Fool's Spring. So we had Fool's Spring. We're in second winter. Next, we will have the Spring of Deception, and then third winter.
Man, Spring of Deception. That sounds like my college dating life just a little bit. Spring of Deception.
So my Spring goodness. Of we're back in second winter.
Second winter.
Spring of Deception's up next. Okay. But thankfully, it does look like second winter is not going to last too long. We'd have some 50-degree days coming up next week. We'll get back to Spring of Deception, then third winter, and then we'll hit actual spring.
And we had Fool's Spring just recently?
Yeah, Fool's Spring was last weekend. We got the 50-degree days, a 60-degree day in there.
Fool's Spring on a porch with a 9-pound dachshund. They definitely had me in mind when they came up with that meme.
That's, exactly.
That's a good meme right there.
Exactly.
I like that.
But you always know that's happening right as we get ready for the boys state tournament. And we mentioned we'll be covering sectional 54 from Clinton Central. And just want to talk a little bit about that sectional. We mentioned the teams in that sectional, but kind of where they're at and how they've been faring over the last few weeks. Yesterday, obviously Carroll lost to Taylor. That was not a sectional matchup, but a Hoosier Heartland Conference matchup, and that puts Rossville into second place in the Hoosier Heartland. They're locked into second place. Taylor finishes in third. Eastern and Carroll will decide fourth and fifth place. But then, of course, Sheridan is the winner of that sectional. So a lot of good basketball games going on last night. What were your biggest takeaways?
I think a couple of things. Number one, I think Taylor, if they are able to hit from the outside, I think they can compete with a lot of teams in 2A. I definitely think that, given their shooting performance last night, I definitely think they've got to be one of the favorites in sectional 39 and 2A. And the team that's got the best record in that sectional, LaPel, Taylor only lost to them by 3 10 days ago. And it's really tough to beat a team twice in 1 year. So I really think that Taylor's got a shot in their sectional. Now, Carroll, on the other hand, guaranteed it's going to be Duff wristwatch almost until the opening tap of whenever Carroll takes the floor, just a little bit, just because... Guaranteed, everybody's got a phone now. Everybody's texting each other. It's like, hey, what'd you hear? What I hear? Well, I saw him at 3 Flavors last night. I saw Ferris, you know, pass out at 31 Flavors last night. You know, everything like that. So guaranteed, you know, the rumor mill is the rumor mill, but I think Carroll is in a good position right now. If they can get Duff healthy and if they can get him back into the lineup, I think they're going to be fine. And plus, I think that was good for a lot of those younger kids of Carroll to really experience the length and the quickness of Taylor, because no offense to any of the teams that they're going against, but they're not going to see that type of length in the sectional that we're going to be covering. So the personnel that they got a chance to experience last night is a good thing, I think. It's always a good thing.
So if you look at sectional 54, and we will talk about the other sectionals throughout the draw.
Yeah, absolutely.
And throughout the sectional tournament. But sectional 54 is what we're going to be covering. It's going to be here on WILO. And, of course, we'll get the schedule out to you once it drops tomorrow. And then we'll have it out on Clinton County Daily News on Monday. So make sure you tune in to Clinton County Daily News for that. But looking at sectional 54, we talked about the teams. Right now, Rossville and Carroll, both 3-1 in sectional games against sectional opponents. Bethesda Christian is actually 2-0. So they played Clinton Central back on November 25th, beat them 76-49, and then they beat Traders Point Christian 76-33. So they are 2-0 against sectional opponents. I mentioned Rossville, Carroll, both 3-1. Clinton Prairie's 3-2. Frontier's 2-2. Traders Point 1-3. And Clinton Central has not beaten a sectional opponent yet in this season. They played Traders Point Christian last night and fell 58-53, a game played at Traders Point Christian. But when it switches over to Clinton Central, does that provide a boost for the host team?
I think it does, number one, because you're at home, you're in front of your home fans, you don't have to travel, you're in not your own bed, but you're kind of going through your normal routine that you would on a game night. That being said, I also think it allows the teams to be very familiar with each other. So I think we might see some scores that might shock people. And to say that the girls' sectional memories are fresh in the minds of a lot of different people around the area, I think that would be an understatement. So there are a lot of people that are kind of looking at John Harrell, looking at the predictions. And I think there are a lot of people that are kind of like, don't predict us, don't pick us, you know. So it's almost kind of like those guys on College Game Day. Everybody's picking against IU except Pat McAfee. And it's kind of like, we're okay with everybody picking against us. So I think the memories are fresh from the girls' tournament, and I think that's going to carry over to the boys' tournament in how you don't really know for sure who's going to be the winner.
And speaking of the girls' tournament, if you did not have a chance to listen last week, Carroll falling to Monroe Central in the regional championship game, 51-50. It was a great game, fantastic game by both teams, and Carroll with an opportunity late in that game to come up with a win. Couldn't get a shot to fall, and unfortunately did not pick up their first ever regional championship. And I know for Brady Wiles and his group, they'll be back. And such a fantastic coaching staff and such a fantastic group over there at Carroll. They will be back, and they'll have another opportunity to pick up that elusive first-ever regional.
Yeah, and the group of kids at Carroll are one of the main reasons why I'm glad I'm in the studio with you and not on the basketball court anymore, because those kids play hard, and they fight in every good sense of the word, and they have nothing to hang their hats about, because – you talk about going into that game, Monroe Central hitting as many three-pointers as they did. Your point guard is in foul trouble for most of the first half, and you're able to take the lead back and forth all the way to the fourth quarter. And as a coach, you've got the opportunity for your kids to score to win a regional, and it just didn't happen. And the one thing that was especially sad for me, but also kind of beautiful at the same time, is the looks on the kids' faces, because a lot of times when you see kids cry, a lot of people, the cynics, tend to look down upon that. And to me, as a former coach, that shows you that that's how much it means to them, and that's how much the kids care. And that's all you can ask for out of a kid, is for them to actually care and to want to succeed and want to see their teammates succeed. And when I saw the looks on their faces at the end, it was like they not only felt bad for themselves, but they felt bad for their teammates because they felt they let their teammates down. So hats off to the Carroll Lady Cougars. They will be back. As scary as that sounds, they will be back next year. And terrific careers from the likes of Jillian Saltz and Olivia Schroeder. Best of luck all the way. Olivia Schroeder is going to be playing some NAIA ball, and she's going to be doing some great things in school. And then you got Jillian Saltz. She's got to work on that valedictorian speech pretty soon, I'm sure. So, you know, hats off to them on a terrific career and, you know, positive things moving forward.
Absolutely. And, well, speaking of Carroll, we were at the Carroll versus Taylor game last week. You talked about, or last night, we talked about a little bit Hoosierland TV game of the week. But with no Aiden Duff, suffered a wrist injury against Sheridan, and he warmed up but did not play in that game. They're just holding him out kind of as a precaution to let that wrist heal and get him to 100% before the sectional tournament. But Taylor kind of able to run away with that one, and they did with shooting the three to perfection. I mean, hit knocked down 10 three-pointers in the first three quarters. They were pretty impressive.
Hey, we talked about it in the pregame, man. That's what makes us the best darn sports team in Indiana, as far as I'm concerned, just because we work our hardest to give you the best that we possibly can, and we're not always successful in that, but we definitely try our best on that. Taylor hitting from the outside, and I only giggle not to make fun of them resting Owen Duff, but I think everybody kind of goes back to the old NBA adage. Oh, I have a hangnail. You know, I got to sit and everything like that. And my Celtics are as guilty of it as anybody in the past. And we're not even going to talk about your Thunder because I don't want to get started on that. But I think that's a good thing because you don't want to see him hurt. And if it's a game that has no implications other than just getting some guys some playing time, rest him up and make sure that he's as healthy as he possibly can be. I mean, because at the end of the day, these are kids. These are not professional athletes, and you want to make sure that these kids are as healthy as possible for the best opportunities.
Right, and I'm sure if you asked Aiden, he said, man, I wish I could have just gone and played through it.
Yeah.
But if you watched the end of that Sheridan game, man, he was struggling to dribble the ball with that left hand, and that's something defenses are going to attack. So get him as healthy as possible, and they're a real contender in that sectional.
Yes,
some other
they
scores
are.
From last night. Rossville get a big win over Western Boone, 74-46. That's a game that was rescheduled from earlier on in the season. Sheridan takes down North Montgomery, 59-31. How about what we've seen from Sheridan this year? I mean, undefeated in conference play. They are able to survive a couple of scares, one against Carroll last week, and they were able to take down Rossville, who everyone thought, man, Rossville is a favorite to win the conference, and Sheridan was able to handle them. So you have to be really impressed with what Sheridan has put together this year.
Oh, I think Sheridan tops and taps in the conference as far as just talent this year. And to me, it always starts with Bill Bowen. No matter what school he's been at, his teams have always been well-prepared. They've always been well-schooled in what they need to do. Now, they might not have always had the most talent, but you can definitely tell that the kids have been told to do the right thing. And as far as I'm concerned, Bill Bowen is one of the best coaches in the entire state of Indiana. And his kids have just been phenomenal. And it's been a long time since they've hoisted a conference championship trophy at Sheridan. And it's a thrilling thing for people in Black Hawk Nation. That being said, Carroll gave them all they wanted and more. That one was a classic on Hoosierland TV. Definitely a must-watch again. And, man, Carson Hale's half-court heave for a moment there, you just thought it was going in. And, you know, just like Gordon Hayward against Duke many years ago, just didn't happen to fall in. But, man, what a classic game. What a finish, too.
It was indeed, and we've had some great classic games on Hoosierland TV. And
we've had a lifetime this season.
We have.
Football was blowouts. Basketball's been overtimes and hit shots, and it's just been crazy this basketball season.
And as always, at the end of the year, we'll recap the top 10 moments in area sports, but that's coming.
Gosh.
We've still got baseball and softball to worry about, so still
man.
A lot of stuff on the sports schedule for the rest of the year. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back for quarter number two, we're going to talk about two guys that are competing for a state championship in wrestling today. We'll be right back on Inside the Huddle.
In these days when every dollar counts, Winske Brothers is here to put more money back in your wallet. Whether you're coming from Lebanon, Delphi, Tipton, or beyond, Winske's is worth your while. Winske's offers metal recycling, industrial hauling and waste removal, new and used steel sales, and more. And at Winske Brothers, customer service is second to none. Winske's is fully insured with no purchase minimum to serve all customers, large and small.
Hi, I'm Jim from Winske Brothers. We hope to see you soon at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort, or check us out at WinskeBrothers.com or on Facebook. We appreciate your business.
At Healthy Communities of Clinton County, we are dedicated to reducing the risk factors that lead to chronic disease. At Healthy Communities, we offer general health programs like insurance navigation, healthy eating, physical activity, and tobacco and vaping cessation. We help pregnant women to ensure healthy birth outcomes. We have a variety of recovery services at our Trinity Hope Center, including peer recovery coaching, support groups, and pro-social activities. To learn more on how we can help you make the healthy choice the easy choice, call 765-659-6063 or visit HealthyClintonCounty.org.
I lost my 19-year-old son Johnny to suicide following cannabis-induced psychosis from marijuana. The THC in a dab today is the same as 50 old-fashioned joints. Studies show THC increases the risk of anxiety, depression, and schizophrenia in developing brains. I lost my child, but it's not too late for yours. Educate your teen on the harms of marijuana.
A public service message from Johnny's Ambassadors. Learn the risks and get the facts at johnnysambassadors.org.
It's the weekly roundup of the news that matters most to Indiana producers and agribusinesses. Hoosier Ag this week. From market trends and top headlines to weather and expert analysis, Hoosier Ag covers the stories shaping your week in agriculture. Tune in every Saturday at 7 a.m. for a full half hour of insights and updates exclusively on AM 1570, 96.9 WILO, and Boone 102.7. That's Hoosier Ag this week, where Indiana agriculture comes first. Back on Inside the Huddle. Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Healthy Communities of Clinton County and Winske Brothers. We've got a couple of guys competing for a state championship today in wrestling, and they're both from Rossville. Jacob Weaver and Jacob Cole. Jacob Weaver competing, I believe, at 157. Jacob Cole at 175. And Jacob Weaver won yesterday by a technical fall and dominated his opponent. You said 16-2?
16-1 is what I was told. So if it was 16-2, we'll just go 16-1 just because that sounds a little bit better. But yeah, he absolutely dominated getting into the medal round. And then Jacob Cole in his weight class, undefeated on the season, and he got a 5-4 decision in a really, really close match. I'm sure no fingernails are left over for Saturday because they've already been bitten off on Friday night. So it'll be a great thing today to see those two gentlemen compete. The second and the third wrestlers to ever make it to this stage from Rossville. Pretty historic for the Jacobs.
Yeah, it is indeed. Jacob Weaver, you were correct. 16-1. Tech fall for Jacob Weaver. He defeated Anthony Bustamante from Maryville, and he will match up today with Lincoln Carter from Eastside. Lincoln Carter, 48-1 senior from Eastside. He won by decision in his first round matchup, and that will happen today. That's part of the 157 weight class, and we'll try to get you the schedule and when these guys are going to compete. So if you want to tune in, it is streaming on IHSAA,
yes.
So you can check out the website and see on IHSAA, or I'm sure that Rossville will have the coaches and ADs ready to post right away when they are competing. So check out Rossville on X and Rossville Hornet Wrestling on Facebook. I'm sure they'll give updates throughout the day. Jacob Cole, and he defeated Tyson Barrow of North Posey, and you mentioned a 5-4 decision, very close match, and that's what you're going to get when you get to this stage. State finals All of these guys have made it through sectionals, regionals, semi-state, been weeded out. It's the best of the best at this point, and it's going to be very hard to get a tech fall or a pin on some of these guys because everyone is just so good.
Yeah, and that's the thing in particular. Everybody's good. Every single person who is in that medal round today has had some type of success. They've had it as little kids. They've had it in middle school, and now they've got it in high school. And it doesn't matter whether they're a freshman all the way up to a senior. If the dude is built like a rock or a house, you know, it's going to be very difficult. So a lot of the strategy is going to come involved today. A lot of the technique is definitely going to be in emphasis today as well. Coach Lynch and the rest of his staff, and I'm a little bit biased here because I'm from the Ville and everything, but they are about as well-schooled as anybody in the area. So Coach Lynch will definitely be on the mat, and guaranteed he's going to be rocking out that suit today with the red tie, if I know him like I think I do. So
Jacob Cole will battle against Crown Point's Griffin Van Titch. That will be later today. That's the first match of the 175 weight class, and they wouldn't match up until perhaps the championship match, but in that 175 weight class, the son of Notre Dame football coach Marcus Freeman, Vinny Freeman, is also in the 175 weight class.
Holy cow.
He is on the other side of the bracket from Jacob Cole, but we talked a little bit about Notre Dame and IU this year, so it's kind of just a fun little note there.
It's Vinny, a circle of life.
Vinny Freeman, a wrestler for Penn High School in Mishawaka, he is in the other side of the bracket from Jacob Cole. We'll try to get you schedules and when those guys are wrestling, but you can check it all out on IHSA.com. Just go to the boys wrestling tab and you have all of that information for you. But Jacob Cole, Jacob Weaver, congratulations first on getting here, because like you said, just the second and third wrestlers from Rossville ever to get to this stage, and I do not believe that they're done yet.
No, absolutely not. And I've actually got a little bit of info for you. Jacob Weaver going against Carter on mat 2. They've got him slated as 146 right now. So that's the number to kind of keep in the back of your mind if you're streaming or if you're following along online as well. Definitely check out the IHSA's website because they do a fabulous job of keeping people updated, not just for boys basketball. That's where you can go watch the live stream of the sectional draw, but you can definitely go take a look at where the boys are going to be wrestling. So that's the information on Jacob Weaver, and we'll definitely get you some info on Jacob Cole as it comes through. But that is absolutely exciting, the fact that Notre Dame's head coach, his son, is on the opposite side of the bracket. Maybe we get him on the show, too.
There we go.
Him and his son, you know.
Yeah, right.
Get a couple autographs for several people. Ah, here we are, Jacob Cole. Van Titch going up against Van Titch. Mat 1. 153 is the number as well.
So both of the Rossville wrestlers will be right next to each other. 146, you said, for the first one. 153 for Jacob Cole.
You got
it. So tune in just around 140-ish, 130-ish, and you'll be able to watch both of the Rossville wrestlers today. State finals, and that is their second round match. That's kind of the quarterfinal. So they win that, they'd have a semifinal match. They win that, then they are in the state championship match for their respective weight classes. So still plenty of wrestling for those guys to do today. We wish them good luck. We will have them on the show, or Coach Thomas Lynch, or both if we can, next week here on Inside the Huddle. So make sure you tune in for that. But want to first of all congratulate them on a great season and wish them good luck on their matches today.
Yeah, definitely. And getting to see these guys every single day, walk into the wrestling room, and then if I'm in detention, not that I get written up for detention, but I am the detention supervisor. When I'm walking out of the school, they're still in there working, and they are drenched. Like, it is a blue-collar job that these guys do, and every single day they bring their absolute best effort to the mat, and it's going to be exciting. And if you're not quite sure when they're wrestling, just tune on the live feed and wait for the loud sound, because I guarantee you there is a lot of Rossville Red down there today. There were a ton of wrestlers that went down there yesterday in a show of solidarity to support their teammates. They had a wonderful walk through the hallways being led by athletic director Nate Burkle with the entire team, managers, coaches, everything to go. It was just a wonderful send-off for them, and I would venture to guess there's going to be a couple red hoodies in the crowd down there at the field house today.
Yeah, absolutely. And remember, coming up, we do have the reveal of our girls basketball All Hoosierland TV team. That'll
dun, dun,
be
dun.
Quarters number 3 and 4. We'll kind of split that up and talk about that. Before we do that, watching any Olympics this year?
Well, I have gone back and forth with this. I do not enjoy the Olympics.
Really?
I do not enjoy it. But that being said, there are certain sports that I do look forward to. Curling.
Yes.
Number one.
Curling.
Only during
the Olympics. Though.
Yes, only during the Olympics. When I was in charge of the Tri-Central cheer block, we did something similar to that during a 30-second timeout where we got the squeegees and we had somebody throw something and we all started cheering like it was the Olympics. So curling I've always enjoyed just because that's the type of excitement that you can get from my house. But I love the ice hockey. I mean, let's be honest here. Spoiler alert, the girls' women's hockey gold medal.
If you guys did not get a chance to watch, even if you're not hockey fans,
oh my gosh.
What that meant to the U.S.
Yes.
Beating Canada in the gold medal match for women's hockey, and they had to do it coming from behind. They were down 2-1 late. They got a goal in the final few minutes of the third period, the final period, forced overtime. And in the Olympics, they play a 3-on-3 overtime instead of a 5-on-5 or 6-on-6.
Yes.
So they play a 3-on-3 overtime.
It was awesome.
And it is just intense. It is fiery. It is run, go, 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 go. And the U.S. were able to get the game-winning goal in overtime to win 3-2 against Canada in the women's hockey gold medal match. The men's hockey team is in the gold medal match tomorrow.
Yes.
And, of course, it's in Italy, so great start time, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Let's go.
I love it. If you want to tune in, the men are playing Canada in the gold medal match. So
first,
hoping to sweep them.
First opportunity to get a gold medal since 1980.
Well, we've
been in the gold medal game before, but this would be our first gold medal since
the Miracle,
the Miracle on Ice
team. They were in the gold medal game, I believe, back in 2012, 2010.
Yeah.
One of those two. I'd have to go back and look, but they lost to Canada.
Yeah. Mario Lemieux kicked our butts in that game, too, I think, if I remember correctly. But yeah, watch the movie Miracle with Kurt Russell. Then watch all of the documentaries. There's a great HBO documentary on the Miracle on Ice. There's a new one out on Netflix that documents the Miracle on Ice. And then I think there's an ESPN 30 for 30 that gives you the perspective of the Miracle on Ice from the Russians' point of view. So if you are doing nothing today and your name is Kyle, sit down and watch that and get yourself ready for the Olympic gold medal match tomorrow. But that's only if you don't like the Olympics very much and like the hockey.
There you go.
And that is the
final thing before the closing ceremonies of the Olympics.
Yes.
Is the men's hockey gold medal match. And just to look at the quick medal count, Norway leading the way. I feel like they have a little bit of a competitive advantage in the Winter Olympics.
Oh,
I mean,
good.
It's winter 24/7 over in Norway, I believe. I really don't know. But they have 18 golds, 11 silvers, and 11 bronze for 40 total medals. United States just behind them, 11 golds, 12 silvers, 7 bronze for 30 total medals. And the host country, Italy, 10 golds, 6 silvers, 13 bronze, 29 medals. So we're just ahead of Italy for second right now. We still have some opportunities today and then, of course, tomorrow in the hockey gold medal match. Well, we will come right back, and we got the girls basketball All Hoosierland TV team. We will reveal that coming up on Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Healthy Communities of Clinton County and Winsky Brothers.
If you're from Clinton County, you probably already know about Winsky Brothers' incredible customer service. But Winsky's is also eager to serve Lebanon, Tipton, Lafayette, and beyond. Winsky Brothers offers industrial hauling and waste removal, roll-offs, and new and used steel sales. And with Winsky's recent improvements, dropping off metal for recycling is easier than ever and puts more dollars back in your wallet. Winske Brothers, the easy solution for industrial waste removal and metal recycling. Visit WinskeBrothers.com or find them on Facebook.
At Healthy Communities of Clinton County, we are dedicated to reducing the risk factors that lead to chronic disease. At Healthy Communities, we offer general health programs like insurance navigation, healthy eating, physical activity, and tobacco and vaping cessation. We help pregnant women to ensure healthy birth outcomes. We have a variety of recovery services at our Trinity Hope Center, including peer recovery coaching, support groups, and pro-social activities. To learn more on how we can help you make the healthy choice the easy choice, call 765-659-6063 or visit HealthyClintonCounty.org.
WILO, a friend you can depend on.
Thanks to WILO for being out here. I think it's been great for Party Line, for the fair to be highlighted on Party Line so people understand, you know, our mission, our goals out here at the fairground.
Keeping you connected to our community.
The radio station, we could not do this without all of you guys.
The radio station you've trusted through the years.
Congratulate you guys on a great senior fair. Thank you for all the hard work that everybody put into that to make that happen.
Isn't it strange that Google, the company that virtually owns every single move you make on the internet, advertises on radio? Geico, the insurance outfit run by Warren Buffett, a guy who rarely makes stupid investments, purchases an obscene amount of radio ads. HomeAdvisor, Hotwire, Hulu, Netflix, Angie's List, Zillow, Hotels.com, Amazon, Priceline, and Wayfair all advertise on mass reach radio. These are companies that exist only on the internet. What do they know that you don't? While internet-targeted advertising can be useful, it's weak at establishing new customers. For new customers, they turn to mass reach media like radio. They know if the customer knows you before they need you, you get the click more often. This doesn't mean internet advertising is wrong, flawed, or useless. Quite the contrary. It's a perfectly viable way to advertise. But if someone tells you to throw all your advertising on the internet, tell them you will, just as soon as Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, and Larry Page do the same.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
Today we'll have mostly sunny skies with a high of 39. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low of 24. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow flurries with a high of 31. Monday, mostly cloudy and a high of 31. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO, real-time weather radar 24/7 at Boone, Clinton, and Carroll County, dailynews.com.
Back on Inside the Huddle, Sam Word alongside Kyle Etherington. Inside the Huddle brought to you by Healthy Communities of Clinton County and Winske Brothers. And it is time for us to reveal the 2025-2026 girls basketball all Hoosierland TV team. And Kyle and I have had a fun time doing this. This is the second year that we've revealed the girls basketball all Hoosierland TV team, and we've really enjoyed doing this. We did it for football and of course basketball, and so we will get right into the action. If you want to check out last year's all Hoosierland TV team, you can do that. Check it out on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. But as we get to pulling everything up, we'll start with the honorable mentions. The honorable mentions, these girls had a great season, just couldn't quite crack the top eight. We do eight on our girls basketball all Hoosierland TV team. No first team, second team, but we'll add some honorable mentions. And then
tough to narrow them down because we had a lot of great performances throughout the season this year, so it was very difficult to narrow it down to that eight. So, you know, hats off to every single girls basketball player out there, because a lot of thrilling moments on Hoosierland TV that you can go back and relive anytime that you want, because it's all right there.
And we are just sticking with our coverage area. So Carroll and Clinton County are the girls on our all Hoosierland TV team. So you'll see girls from Clinton Prairie, Clinton Central, Delphi, Carroll, and Rossville. So we'll get it started with the honorable mentions. First, Emily Long from Clinton Central, an honorable mention, 8.7 points per game, 5.4 rebounds, 3 steals, was a key part of them taking down the Rossville Hornets and getting to the sectional championship game. One of their fantastic seniors. So Emily Long is one of the girls on our honorable mention list. Freshman Kinley Randall averaged 8 points per game, 2.5 steals, and 2.1 rebounds for Carroll this season. A great point guard that came in and was able to start for the for a sectional championship team. And so she had a great season. And then Maddie Isley continues to impress. Finished 9 points per game, 4.2 rebounds, and 2 steals for Carroll this season. Maddie Isley, another one of our honorable mentions. But let's get to the official list. And we will talk about each of the girls and what we saw. And we picked the top players. We do kind of give an edge to what we saw on Hoosierland TV in all of our games of the week this season. So if a girl had a really good performance on Hoosierland TV, we kind of give an extra nod to her, but we take in the whole season into account. We'll start with a senior from Clinton Central, and it is Carly Davison. She was one of the top players in the area, led the county in scoring, led our listening area in scoring with 19.8 points per game, 7.7 rebounds, 5.5 assists. She led her team in points, rebounds, assists, and steals. Carly Davison, fantastic career and a fantastic senior season.
Yeah, absolutely. What more can you say about Carly Davison other than there are a lot of opposing coaches that are glad to be seeing her graduate and walk across the stage at Clinton Central because they don't have to face her again. And no better performance from a player that I've seen in a long time having to deal with an injury with her ankle in the sectional, the entire tournament of the sectional, but especially that opening round game against Rossville where she was really able to not just dissect her opponents as we've seen her do time and time again, but she was able to make her teammates better. And without her teammates, they do not win that game. She did a phenomenal job of scoring, did a phenomenal job of distributing, and Addie Mounts had a career game in that first round of sectional as well. And the person who got her the ball was Carly Davison. So a terrific basketball player, going to do some great things at the NAIA level.
Yeah, Carly Davison finished with 21 points in that upset win over Rossville that kind of boistered them into the sectional championship game. And she scored over half their points. But you mentioned getting the teammates involved. And if you look at stats across girls basketball, assists are a number to look at.
Right.
She averaged 5.5 assists per game, and that was the top on the team, the top you're going to see in the area. She was a great facilitator for her teammates, and she draws the defense in and gives them open looks, and they were able to knock them down.
Yeah, and if you bobble the ball or if you're not in the right spot, she's going to let you know. She's one of those point guards that's kind of like, hey, you need to get to that spot because you were going to be open and you were going to be the one to score. So that's something I always liked about Carly. Her basketball knowledge is just off the charts, and it's going to be fun to see how she develops going forward with that.
She goes down as the all-time leading scorer in Clinton Central girls basketball history. Let's look at name number two on our list.
Name number two, going to not Clinton Central this time, but going to, hold on here, Sam, I'm sorry about that. I don't have number two on the list.
Well, I gotcha. These are not any in order. They're just our top eight as we go down the list. We'll go to Carroll, and senior Jillian Saltz averaged 14 points per game, 6.1 rebounds, and 2.4 blocks a game. Saltz was a key offense and defense, one of the best two-way players that you'll see in the area. What she can do down low, blocking shots, was really impressive to see. As you see the 2.4 blocks per game, and I would probably say it was probably closer to three if I was the one doing stats, but I'm a little more lenient on my blocks given out in terms of stats. But Saltz had a great season, great career, another one who finished their career with another fantastic season.
Yeah, absolutely. As I got my actual list pulled up, I was looking at that meme you sent me of the Jamaican bobsled team and everything, so I was still stuck on the Olympics. But Jillian Saltz, I said this a couple of weeks ago, that if she does not write a book about the art of the block and how to block shots and how to be a true shot blocker on the inside, it's going to be a crime, because she was able to avoid the contact a lot of the time, and she was able to allow the player to slide by her just a little bit so she could get a better angle and then just tip the ball out of their hands. And not only would she tip the ball, she wouldn't send it into the fifth row. She'd keep it in bounds. She would start the fast break, and in that old Bill Russell fashion, she oftentimes would be the one finishing the fast break. So it was impressive to watch her, not just this year, but also last year. And she will be deeply missed from a lot of people in this area, but also from the people in this booth, because she was a lot of fun to watch play basketball. And whenever you gave her the player of the game, she was always the most gracious of a lot of the kids, too. She was truly thankful that we were even there, let alone giving her an award and everything like that.
Yeah, and you talk about a shot blocker and a post player who can also knock down threes. She shot another good percentage from distance this year, and she was knocking down over 1 3 per game. So an impressive season from senior Jillian Saltz for Carroll.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a true leader on the floor. I always especially like the seniors when they will take the freshmen under their wing and not look at Adam like they're a freshman, but treat him like a teammate. And watching her interact with a lot of the younger players, the sophomores and the freshmen over the last couple of years, she has really been a true leader in not telling them what to do, but encouraging them what to do. And to me, that's one of the tougher things to get out of a senior is that type of leadership where they're not just mistreating the younger players, but they're helping the younger players to help them become better. To me, I thought that was the true mark of Jillian Saltz this year.
Let's move on to the next player on our list. Kyle, give it to us.
We're going to go to Rossville this year with Ava Burkel. Do I have that list right?
You do.
My friend? Excellent. Ava. Crazy. Still on those bobsled things. But Ava Burkel this year, senior from Rossville, 12.2 points per game, 7.9 rebounds per game, 3.4 assists per game, heading to IU Kokomo, and a fantastic career for this 1,000-point scorer, Ava Burkel.
Yeah, Burkel, I mean, you talk about what she's been able to do over her career. Nearly had 1,000 points by the end of her junior season, and just barely missed that. Got it in the first game of this senior season. But, man, what she was able to do throughout her career and this season, taking a step back offensively, but able to put that into the defensive end with the emergence of Mallory O'Brien. She didn't need to do everything offensively like she had to in the past and was really able to focus on that post game. Thought she really developed the offhand this offseason and was able to use that effectively. Great rebounder, great shot blocker. A good season for Ava Burkel.
Yeah, great, good season and a terrific career. I can vividly remember watching her play eighth grade. And the eighth grade team was full of Addie Gorbett and Ava Burkel and Gurgley and Pascal and all those girls, Maddie Ford. Chad Gahabe gave me the eighth graders, and Chad took the varsity. And Chad said, just play defense against us. And so every practice, it was like to the death with Chad and myself. I wanted to beat him, and he wanted to beat me. That was just the competitive edge that we had. And so I took the eighth graders aside and I said, okay, here's the number one thing you need to understand. You're JV players now. You're not eighth graders. I said, the number one goal of a JV player is to get the varsity coach yelling at the varsity starters. That's your job in the scrimmage. So let's go out and play. They go out and they score five straight baskets, get a couple of steals, and coach blows whistle. Varsity comes off. Chad's upset. Here comes Maddie Ford and all of them running over. They're like, we did it. There he's yelling at him. We've done it. And that was one thing that was so exciting about Ava Burkel and that group is they truly, genuinely love the game of basketball, and you wanted to see them succeed. And I still say to this day, we don't win that sectional title without her efforts in 2023, without Ava Burkel on the inside coming off the bench. Just a terrific career for Ava all the way around, but I'm a little biased. 2023 was my favorite year.
There you go. Well, the first three names on our list, Carly Davison, Jillian Saltz, and Ava Burkel, will bring you the final five in quarter number four of Inside the Huddle. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Healthy Communities and Winsky Brothers.
Jim here from Winsky Brothers with the top reasons you should be using our services.
Energy savings.
That's right. There's a 95% savings from recycling aluminum versus mining and a 60% savings recycling steel.
Hauling and waste removal.
Winsky's offers industrial hauling and waste removal and provides roll-off service.
Customer service.
At Winsky Brothers, our customer service is outstanding. We'll have you on your way in no time.
More money in your pocket.
Every dollar counts these days, so come see us at Winsky Brothers, 751 West Washington Street in Frankfurt. Check us out at WinskyBrothers.com or on Facebook.
At Healthy Communities of Clinton County, we are dedicated to reducing the risk factors that lead to chronic disease. At Healthy Communities, we offer general health programs like insurance navigation, healthy eating, physical activity, and tobacco and vaping cessation. We help pregnant women to ensure healthy birth outcomes. We have a variety of recovery services at our Trinity Hope Center, including peer recovery coaching, support groups, and pro-social activities. To learn more on how we can help you make the healthy choice the easy choice, call 765-659-6063 or visit healthyclintoncounty.org.
As student athletes, we want to shine a light on the true team players of every high school sports team, our parents.
Thank you for driving us to practice and cleaning our uniforms.
For selling concessions and hosting team dinners.
For making signs and painting your faces.
For cheering for our team, rain or shine, snow or heat, at home or on the road.
For the time, money, and energy you spent supporting us all season long.
Thank you for always being there for us.
And for everything you do to help us grow through high school sports.
You make it possible for us to play the sports we love, and we will always be grateful.
Mom, Dad, we just want to say thank you.
I'm IHSA Commissioner Paul Neidig. Thank you to all the family members, friends, and fans who champion our student athletes by buying tickets to your high school's athletic events. This is showing our gratitude. This is supporting education-based athletics. This is your IHSAA.
Back on Inside the Huddle, Sam Word alongside Kyle Etherington. Inside the Huddle brought to you by Healthy Communities of Clinton County and Winsky Brothers. We're talking about our girls basketball All Hoosier Land TV team, the top area players from Clinton and Carroll counties that we saw this year on Hoosier Land TV in our Game of the Week broadcasts. We started with girls from Carroll, Clinton Central, and Rossville in Carly Davison, Jillian Saltz, and Ava Burkel. Let's get to the next player on our list. We're going to go back to Carroll. It's a junior from Carroll, Eliza Reinhart. Maybe the most impressive transition that we saw this season. She was a point guard last year. She became a post player, and she's got one of the best drop steps in the area. 9.4 points per game, 8 rebounds a game, 2.1 steals. Double-double machine, Eliza Reinhart.
She was just an absolute beast, and in the regional game, she really kind of keyed their comeback and really keyed them staying in that first half, too, because it looked like Monroe Central was just shooting lights out from three. And every single time Reinhart would get that rebound, she not only would get that rebound, but she'd look to push it. And if it didn't result in a layup, it would result in someone going to the line. And in the sectional, she just dominated on the inside, not just with the rebounding and not just with the pivot play, but also just her ability to find Jillian Saltz on the opposite block as well, too. So Eliza Reinhart, guard, forward, center, whatever you want to play, kid, it's your ball game. We're just living in your world.
And talk with Brady Wiles about that transition. He said, man, I don't think there's a harder worker than Eliza Reinhart. I mean, the way that she puts in the time and the effort in the off season, in practice, and then even in the games, you can see just how hard she works, getting in the right position, getting the rebounds. I mean, it's tough to average close to 10 rebounds a game, but Eliza Reinhart was right there.
Yeah, and it's tough to teach hunger in athletics because a lot of times when you win a sectional, you can tell who's hungry for more, and you can also kind of tell who is full. And whether they show it or not, that's another thing entirely. But the way she played, you could definitely tell that she was wanting to continue on, and she was not going to let her teammates down in that regional game. Now, granted, it didn't turn out the way that they wanted, but she has nothing to be sad about because she had a terrific season and she's coming back for next year too, which a lot of teams, that's a scary thing. Another year of Eliza Reinhart getting better in the off season could be something special, could be double doubles and then some, if we're being truly honest.
Yeah, it could indeed. So Eliza Reinhart from Carolla Jr. is the next person on our girls basketball All Hoosierland TV team. What's coming up next?
Coming up next, we're going to go to Delphi on this one. This is one of my fabulous freshmen from earlier in the season, Ava Mills. Points per game, 13.5, 8.3 rebounds, 3.4 assists. She led the team in blocks. She led the team in just about every single offensive category, including field goal percentage. Just a tremendous freshman year. And Delphi went 17-7. And we get to see her play for three more years. And coaches get to coach against her for three more years. Delphi, man, a team on the rise, and she was fun to watch this year. I loved watching her play.
Yeah, I mean, you look at last season and up and down, and they really needed someone who could take control offensively, mm-hmm. settle them down, and get a bucket when they needed, and that's exactly what Ava Mills provided this season.
Yeah, absolutely, and the times that we were able to feature them, it was almost like you would leave the gym thinking, man, I wish we could cover them again, but we got to try and cover some more teams as well. So it was a true joy watching her play, and watching her and Jillian Salt's battle on the inside just has got to be one of the great matchups. And watching her and Eliza Reinhart battle on the inside next year is going to be a lot of fun. But Ava Mills, one of the fabulous freshmen on this list that really came to play this season.
I mean, look at the Hoosier Heartland Conference rankings. Ava Mills was third in rebounding, third in field goals made, second in free throws made, third in assists per game, second in steals per game. I mean, this is a freshman we're talking about. This is a freshman we're talking about. Just impressive stuff from Delphi's Ava Mills.
Absolutely. Just a terrific performance, and she's not done yet.
No, not
done
at all.
Yet by any means whatsoever.
She had a great performance throughout the Delphi Holiday Tournament. We're looking forward to continuing to cover her going on in the rest of her career. We'll go to another freshman, and this one from Rossville. It's Mallory O'Brien, 13.8 points per game, 3.4 assists per game, 2.7 steals per game. There were a lot of people really excited about what we were going to see from Mallory O'Brien this season. And she lived up to the hype and then some.
Yeah, absolutely. Her ability to cross somebody up as a freshman was a lot of fun to watch, and also very infuriating for a lot of opposing fans, because not saying any ankles were broken, but definitely a couple of tweaked ankles, because she had the ability to pull back, cross over, and then go right back into that step back jumper. And if she can get that down consistently, not just from the 3-point arc, but also from the mid-range game, I think that's just going to help her draft stock, if you will, rise and rise and rise. Her ability to drive is as good as anybody in the area. And as soon as she gets even more control and more work done on that floater, lights out, because toward the end of the season, she was getting some 20-point games pretty easily, along with several games where she was one of the top leaders in rebounds and assists, again, on a team that had the likes of Ava Burkle and Addie Gorbett, and among others. So, yeah, look out. We got some young talent in the area on the girls' side, and it's going to be fierce over the next few years watching these teams battle.
I remember Jennifer Jacoby saying, she reminds me of myself,
mm-hmm.
and that is a scary proposition. If she can continue to develop under the direction of Coach Jennifer Jacoby and continue to clean up the offensive end and what she was able to do this season. You talked about the 20-point games. She could shoot the three. She could hit off the drive. That little patented floater that she got going late in the season was impressive to watch.
Well, I can vividly remember her in seventh grade. I think we did a box and one, and I think we had the box on her the entire time. We had four people on her, and we held her, I think, to maybe 20 points, and we considered that a victory just because she – that night in seventh grade, I was like, dang, this kid is good. I mean, it was impressive to watch even as a seventh grader. So I just know she's going to continue to develop like all our fabulous freshmen this year. And there are going to be some fun battles, especially with the eighth grade teams that are around the area. Because I know Jamie's probably trying to call in right now saying, don't you dare forget about those Prairie Girls in the eighth grade, too.
Well, speaking of Prairie Girls, we'll go to one more fab freshman.
Look
go
at
ahead.
That segue. I love the segue. Emmy Kaser, freshman from Clinton Prairie, 12.2 points per game, 38 three-pointers made, including a lot from the Kona three, and 3.8 rebounds for Clinton Prairie this year. Just a terrific basketball player and a well-deserved spot for Emmy Kaser.
Yeah, Emmy Kaser, I remember one of the first times we got to take a look at her against Rossville in a game that they lost, but she still won the Farmers Bank Player of the Game. She knocked down five or six threes in that game, finishes the game high scorer, kept Clinton Prairie in it against one of the top teams in the area. Emmy Kaser, sharpshooter from distance, and I really liked how she improved on the dribble drive. She could shoot the mid-range. Fantastic freshman year.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one thing that you always want to look at. And Kale Morris was adamant about the importance of growth throughout the season. And to me, I think that's the most important thing you can do, because a lot of players will come into it wanting to play college basketball. A lot of players will come into it wanting to win a sectional. And a lot of kids will come into it just wanting to enjoy the season. And Kale Morris did a really great job, I think, of emphasizing growth throughout the season. That way, everybody can harness their individual skills, but for the benefit of the team. And Emmy Kaser, for a freshman, she didn't play like a freshman. All of these freshmen on the list did not play like freshmen by the end of the season. And granted, in the sectional, it didn't turn out the way she wanted and everything, but you could tell that there is a fire inside Emmy Kaser that is not common in freshmen. We are very blessed in this area to have the freshmen that we have be as excited to play varsity ball like the ones that we had this year.
Yeah, and Clinton Prairie's only going to get better with their incoming eighth grade class and
yes,
the development of these freshmen, and Emmy Kaser is going to lead the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And that eighth grade class is very talented, and they also sang happy birthday to Jamie's dad after the ball game too. So they're a fun-loving group. And Kale Morris, I remember the game that I did solo for Clinton Prairie and Clinton Central. I was talking to Kale Morris after the game, and I said, "So, Coach, what's your plans over the holiday break?" He said, "Well, we got some laser tag coming up." And Emmy came right up to him and said, "I'm going to kick your butt, too." And she, I know she was talking to Coach Morris, but she scared the crap out of me. I was glad that I wasn't going to be in on that laser tag with them. So very competitive, too.
So a quick recap. We got one more name on the list. Carly Davison from Clinton Central, Jillian Saltz from Carroll, Ava Burkle from Rossville, Eliza Reinhardt from Carroll, Mallory O'Brien from Rossville, Ava Mills from Delphi, Emmy Kaser from Clinton Prairie, and the last name on our list, we're going to go back to Rossville. It's another senior. It's Addie Gorbett. 10.1 points per game, 8.5 rebounds per game, 2.7 steals, and after not playing last season due to injury, coming back, what she was able to do for the Hornets this year. Very impressive season. I mean, you take a year off from basketball and jump right back into it, you don't see what we saw from Addie Gorbett this year.
You will not find a more self-motivated player than Addie Gorbett. And call me biased if you will, and I will fully admit to it. But seeing her deal with that injury, seeing her play through pain during softball season, and then seeing what she did coming back this year, 10 points per game, almost a double-double as well, three steals a game, at least one or two blocks a game, and improving her range from the three-point line, which is something that she would very rarely do, seeing her as a freshman. But going back, I still remember the block. Ball was thrown away. She is chasing the Faith Christian guard Trinity, and Addie not only catches up to her, but she blocks the shot, and really, I truly believe, is one of the main reasons why we won that sectional in 2023. Just that block alone just sent the crowd into hysterics. You try to keep your language down under your breath if you can, but that was the first time I said a bad word on the bench. I was like, holy, you know, just because it was absolutely an amazing play, because you could feel the block. The sound vibrated throughout the gym, and her coming back off of an injury and all of the things that she had to deal with that, definitely a well-deserved spot. And I was lucky enough to be on the coaching staff that had her on the team for one season. One was not enough with her, that is for sure. Very self-motivated.
Absolutely. So that is our girls basketball All Hoosierland TV team. We'll have a full article coming out about the All Hoosierland TV team on Monday, so look for that on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. One more time, Jillian Saltz, Ava Burkle, Carly Davison, Eliza Reinhart, Mallory O'Brien, Ava Mills, Emmy Kaiser, and Addie Gorbid are our girls basketball All Hoosierland TV team. Again, we'll have an article coming up on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com on Monday, so look for that. If you missed any part of today's show, want to go back and listen, you can do so. You can watch it on Hoosierland TV. You can find us on Spotify at Inside the Huddle and Casper Media, or you can find us on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Click on the Sports tab, click on Inside the Huddle. You'll find all of the recent archived episodes there for you to enjoy. We thank you for joining us, and we'll be back next week. We'll talk some wrestling and some boys basketball as we get prepared for sectional and the state tournament coming up in just a couple of weeks. Thank you for joining us. For Kyle Etherington, I'm Sam Wirt. Saying so long, everybody.